Past eight, we are here thanks to Maud Team Ford Mount Barker for V6 Ranger. Bix, I need you to start having a think about your best defender over the weekend and your yes moment. We will get to them very soon, but we need to head to Alberton where they want to make amends for a disappointing result against Collingwood on the weekend. Showdown Adelaide Oval Saturday night with the Sandful Showdown prior. One of the people that is looking forward to making a huge impact for the Port Adelaide Football Club is Todd Marshall. He joins us on the line right now. Morning to you, Todd. No, he's not there. He's not there. He must have a bad phone line. I had the setup all perfect and everything. What's going on with the phones here today?
I'm not sure, Jared. Yeah, have another crack. Todd, are you there?
Hello, you got me, boys?
Yeah, got you.
Gotcha, mate. Sorry, we haven't paid our phone bill, just like the Gabba didn't pay their electricity bill. So let's focus quickly on the weekend. How's the vibe around the club and how's Ken at the moment, mate, amongst the playing group?
Yeah, the vibe's still going good, mate. Obviously, the result wasn't what we wanted on the weekend, but I guess it's just trying to learn a few things from what Collingwood did to us and take that into this week. And like you touched on, it's a showdown and we're going to be up regardless. So hopefully we can turn the result around.
When I look at the game, it's always difficult to decide, were Collingwood that good or were Port that bad? And it's generally a combination of both. But I'm guessing you would have been pretty disappointed that some of the critical elements of your game, like contested footy, were way, way down.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's a combination of both. I think Collingwood, they're probably on top of their game at the moment and they're absolutely flying. And for us, our contested ball numbers were way off. And just our effort around the whole ground was a bit off. So I think they sort of magnified that a bit. And when they get on the roll at the MCG in front of their fans, it's pretty tough to stop. And they got so many dangerous players that it's hard to stop a number of them. So
did they surprise you with how good they were?
I wouldn't say surprised. I think, like I said, I think it was just hard to stop once they got their momentum going. And we did a lot of preparation on them during the week on how they want to play and how they do get their fast ball movement going. So I guess for us it's just about executing that defense and being able to stop it once they do get on a bit of a run.
Do you have some confidence, Todd, knowing that your best is good enough to do what the side did against Brisbane in round one and to have the potential look at the weekend seeing it's a bit of an anomaly? Was you prepared to take on an Adelaide Crow side that had a disappointing result but also had a really good quarter of football against Richmond? So for you boys, do you go in confident knowing you can perform at your absolute best and get results?
Yeah, we're still confident, that our best footy is certainly good enough. But, I think boys touch on, regardless of the ladder positions against the Crows and the showdown, it's always going to be a tough, contested game. So, for us, that's the main thing, just to bring that contested ball back this week. And because like you said, round one was really good for us, but round two was a fair way off what we want to be. So, we just got to try and build that consistency and not make it an inconsistency.
I guess the good thing is it's your home ground or your home game this weekend, so you'll be back in front of your home fans. And when I watched in round one, they seemed to give you great energy. When you started really well, the crowd really buzzed, and then in that third quarter in the second half when you really got going, you really fed off that energy. So you'd be hoping to do that again this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I think a good start is a key in a showdown. And round one when we started well, the crowd got behind us. And in the third quarter when we got a bit of a run on, the crowd was super electric. So we're going to be looking to do that again this week, and hopefully we can do it right from the first bounce. And the crowd gets involved and stays involved on our side.
Todd, are you bird watching at the moment or at some sort of aviary? Because I've heard about three different types of bird around you. Where are you?
I was wondering if you could hear. I'm a stand on the ground at Albert.
You've literally got magpies surrounding you.
Yeah, there's some magpies out here. So coming to say good day and good morning, aren't they?
That's a good sign.
Didn't realise we had David Attenborough on the phone. speaking of Alberton, there's a lot of history there. There's going to be a lot of history on the weekend where the club gets to wear the prison bars at the MCG. It was a delight for Port Adelaide supporters to see lots of prison bars on show amongst the black and white of Collingwood. What does it mean as a player to be able to represent the history of the club and wear this Guernsey this weekend?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think when we got to wear it a few years back during the COVID year, I think all the boys realised how special it is for us as a club, and the amount of work that's gone into us being able to wear it. I think it speaks for itself, and it shouldn't take much for the boys to get excited and proud to wear the jumper. So yeah, come Saturday night, hopefully we can put on a good performance in the jumper and show the fans, you know, what sort of club we are.
And do you have in terms of showdowns, you've played in a number now. What are some of the things that stick in your mind? Is there a victory? Is there a moment in a game that you can remember that you look back on fondly?
I wouldn't say a memory. Probably last year when I sort of had my first decent game and we lost after the siren was a poor memory to have. But yeah, I just remember them being really contested and obviously, you know, depending on which home crowd it is, it's very loud and sort of when it's a Crows game, it's loud. When it's a poor home ground, it's loud. So yeah, it takes a while to adjust to the sort of noise levels, but yeah, it's going to be hot and it's going to be, you know, a lot of contested ball. And that's our main focus this week, is to sort of turn that around from round two.
Todd, we appreciate your time on SENSA. Enjoy the week too. We love a showdown week. The captains get together like they did yesterday and they talk about not just the history of the showdown, but from a Port Adelaide perspective, I'm sure there's a lot of education of the importance of the Guernsey you're wearing too. So wear it with pride on the weekend and good luck to the Sandful boys prior. And thank you for showcasing the bird life of the northwest suburbs too at Albert and Oval.
Nah, that was my main goal this morning, get the birds going. So, thank you, boys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good stuff.
We love chatting to Todd Marshall. I think he's had probably his first couple of years, because he was much maligned. But no doubt. We see with so many key forwards, time means development. And you look at Darcy Fogarty with the Adelaide Football Club. Todd now is that focal point in the forward line for the Power and really important this weekend.
Yeah, and he mentioned that game early last year. It was in the absence of Charlie Dixon that he had to stand up, and he did. And that was the making of Todd, and he hasn't looked back since then. He's probably been Port Adelaide's most consistent forward from that point onward. So just really versatile. He takes contested marks now, which was probably one of the issues earlier on in his career. He's a beautiful kick, and obviously he's reasonably agile when the ball hits the ground as well. So developed into a very, very important part of the Port Adelaide team.
Showdown this weekend. Gather round in a few weeks' time. You can win your way there. Just follow @ToolkitDepot to enter. Your best defender and our yes moments next on SENSA.